You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I have a big girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have to, of course. I have a wolf. In the summer, I stay cool. To a fountain, live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiling the dog. I am a mutt. I'm smiling the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and super smiles. Welcome to a super smiley adventure. I'm Megan Blake, here with my sidekick Smiley, the giant mutt and spokes dog for throwaways. You're listening to Pet Life Radio, the largest pet podcasting network in the world. Our show explores adventures with animals. They can be traveling and out in the world adventures or inner journeys where our animals lead us to inspiration and self-discovery. Our guest today is one of the world's most esteemed advocates for animals, Wayne Pacelli, the president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, which is our largest animal protection organization. I can only imagine that every moment of Wayne's life is a larger-than-life journey, with his great compassion for animals drawing him to places like Louisiana during the oil spill to help save the seabirds, or going to the ice floes of Canada for the seals, or speaking before Congress on these beautiful creatures' behalf. Wayne Pacelli is a compassionate conduit of communication for these animals and a great warrior fighting for their safety. It's my great pleasure and honor to welcome Wayne Pacelli to our show. Hi, Wayne.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be with you, Megan. Love being with you. You're such a great advocate yourself. So thank you for having me on.
Oh, Wayne, it is truly, like I said, our pleasure and honor. Thank you so much. Now, we're going to take a quick commercial break here, and we're going to come back and hear all about the truly important aspects of sharing the world and our lives with animals, with President and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, Wayne Pacelli. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley Dog. I'm Super Smiley. Let's rock.
Buster. You're telling me my dog food products can't go on your shelves?
That's right. Didn't pass one of my Petco certified nutrition checklists. Sorry, Wayne.
Who made these checklists?
Geniuses. Very smart guys.
Well, it's good enough for most grocery stores.
Do you see cheese puffs on my shelves? Mayonnaise? Soda pop?
No.
That's because I ain't running no grocery store, Wayne. Your pets will get better nutrition, I guarantee it. Petco, where healthy pets go.
Enter the code LUCKY10. LUCKY, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
I play tennis because I love to. But inside, I want to win. Take away the court, the net. I might not be a player, but I'll always be a competitor. Lady Foot Locker understands that.
Lady Foot Locker. The first to carry Adidas off-court shoes and the gear that goes with them.
If you play your best, there's no regret.
Lady Foot Locker. One place, every woman.
Go to ladyfootlocker.com and enter the code AFPLR1LF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more. Or enter the code AFPLR2LF to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at ladyfootlocker.com.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called Info Seeds. Info Seeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. It's the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of Info Seed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Hi, this is Tim Link, host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Join me as we feature interviews with best-selling pet-related authors, award-winning writers, journalists, and bloggers. And we'll tell stories about the animals and interesting topics about the animals in our lives. Each of the interviews will give you a first-hand knowledge about why the authors and writers chose a particular story, what the feature animals meant to them, and what has become of those animals that we've talked about. And of course, I'll also share stories from my own books, blogs, articles, and experiences. So be sure to join me and the writers and authors on Animal Rights.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a Super Smiley Adventure with Wayne Pacelli, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Humane Society of the United States. Wayne has played a central role in more than 25 successful statewide ballot measures campaigns for animals. Last year, he led the effort to pass Proposition B in Missouri, the anti-puppy mill proposition. He led the effort to pass Proposition 2 in California, known as the factory farm proposition. And Smiley and I had a Prop 2 party at our house to help raise funds and awareness for this very important proposition. Wayne has led initiatives to protect buffalo, wild horses, seals, wolves, bear. He's appeared on almost all the major network television programs, including 60 Minutes, The Today Show, Larry King Live, Good Morning America. In 2008, the Los Angeles Times reported that he had retooled a venerable organization seen as mild-mannered protector of dogs and cats into an aggressive interest group flexing muscle in state legislatures and courtrooms. In 2010, Pacelli received the Knight of Honor Award from Notre Dame High School. And I see Wayne as one of the most articulate, passionate speakers and advocates for any cause that I have ever heard. He's a graduate of Yale and can do almost anything he wanted with his life. He's chosen to devote it entirely to animals. He's compassionate and empathetic to their feelings and is a great warrior for them. Wayne, welcome to our show.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you for all those generous thoughts.
Well, Wayne, the interesting thing is that is just a tiny, tiny, tiny little fraction of the things that could be said about you. You are truly an amazing person walking the planet for these animals. And you have a new book out that kind of summarizes our relationship with them here on the earth, right?
I do. It's called The Bond, Our Kinship with Animals, Our Call to Defend Them. And it's a meditation on the human-animal relationship. And I think a very clear-eyed view of what's right with that relationship and also what's wrong. And it calls us to move forward and build a new humane economy that matches up our values with our economic institutions and really calls on people to value animals appropriately, that they feel and they think, and that we should be better to them and not treat them just as things or objects for us to use and discard in whatever way we want.
Absolutely, Wayne. People like you, people like me, people who love animals, who are bonded with them and who see them as sentient beings, we believe that animals are mainstream in our lives, that they are already integrated into our lives. And you have helped bring the animal advocacy movement into the mainstream, right?
Well, I've tried to, Megan, because I really believe, as you indicate, that there's nothing unusual or odd about caring for animals. I mean, I think it's built into every one of us to have a bond and a kinship with other creatures. It sends us off in the right direction in doing the right thing for a fellow creature. But it's easy for us to get sidetracked, and it's easy for economic institutions to use animals in ways, and then the animal use or abuse becomes kind of normalized and just routine. And I think we've got to question that. You know, these animals matter, and it's really up to us to use our creativity and our intelligence in a way that serves, you know, our own needs as individuals and as a species, but also honors the place of animals in our world. You know, they matter too, and this world would be a much poorer place in so many ways without our animals.
Absolutely. One thing that I know is that if I were not connected with animals, I would be missing an entire universe, not just a world, not just my dogs. I wouldn't have my dogs. There would be a whole universe that was stripped from my life.
I totally agree. You know, and this is part of the thesis in my book, is that animals enrich our lives in so many ways. You know, they're not just a sidelight to the human experience. They've been at the very center of the human experience from the very, you know, first barefoot steps on the planet that we've made. And, you know, animals, you know, have been used historically, you know, for coats or for other purposes, but those past necessities are today, you know, not essential for us. And I just think that with the exceptionalism of humans, we can find a way to live a good life without leaving a trail of animal victims in the process. And animals, you know, as you indicate, Megan, and as you've shown through all of your work, you know, animals really give so much back to us. I mean, they excite us and they surprise us and they dazzle us. And all that they need from us is just some mercy and some decency and kindness. You know, they don't ask for much. And certainly for the wild animals, they want to be left alone. And for the domesticated animals, you know, we brought them into our environments. So it's up to us to protect them. Stewardship and custodianship, those are the watchwords that I think of each day.
Absolutely. I think of the word dominion, and many people interpret dominion to be domination, but the way I interpret it is to take care of. Dominion means to steward. You use that word.
Absolutely. You know, these are all God's creatures, and we really have an obligation. You know, we have all the power in this relationship, and how we choose to use that power is a reflection of our humanity. We can use it for ill, and we can crush animals, we can kill them, we can do anything we want to them, or we can use that power for the good and exercise restraint and place some limits on our behavior. And I think that's what the best people have always done.
That's right. And when we use that power in that way, it actually, in my opinion, it increases the bond. Then we learn from the animals. We are there. They are my family, my animals, and I am, they're my pack. I am their leader, but they are my healers and teachers. They can show us things that actually other humans, where other humans can't even take us, because they communicate on an energetic level that teaches on a different level. Have you experienced that, Wayne?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's more and more work that's being done. You know, so many times in history, we thought we've reached the limits of human insight and experience and scientific knowledge. And if there's any lesson that history teaches us, it's that, you know, we're on a never-ending quest to gather more information and have more insights. We're not at the end of history here. We're still in the early stages of it. And we're just now starting to learn about the incredible capacities and qualities of animals. And if we're open to it, we're going to find out many, many more wonderful things.
I agree.
You've identified some of them very nicely.
I agree completely. Every day is a discovery for me. And that's one of the reasons I picked the theme for this radio show, because I know that there will be a never-ending discovery process on this level, right?
Absolutely. You know, we think we know everything. You know, that's the history of human experience. And, you know, there was a time when animal behaviorists, or the school of behaviorism, tried to instill and translate the notion that animals are just kind of biological machines, that they were kind of in a never-ending quest to have food-gathering opportunities or mating opportunities, and all of their behavior was driven by instinct, as if they were just these pre-programmed biological machines. The more and more we've learned about animals is that they have not only feelings, but they have great intelligence, they have cognition, they make choices, they have a wide range of emotions. And even this has been something that, you know, now we look at and think, oh my God, you know, how could anyone think that these animals are just programmed only by instinct? But that was the prevailing sentiment for a long time. And, you know, science can reinforce the paradigms that exist in society. We've got to really guard against that.
That's right. And your book, The Bond, addresses all of these issues so well. That's why I introduced it in a way. To me, it tells how we can walk through the world with these animals. I love your book, The Bond. To me, every single page I read took me on an emotional journey. Every single page, whether it was of enlightenment and joy or fear or awe, I just love your book. I love it.
Well, I tried to write a book that wasn't just a retread of other works in this field. I really used my own experiences in more than 20 years of advocacy for animals to tell a story, and taking the reader up to the beautiful ice floes of Canada to look at the baby seals, or go to Yellowstone National Park or Isle Royal National Park, or down to Katrina during the incredible animal rescue that occurred there, to, you know, some unpleasant places, slaughterhouses and factory farms. But, you know, when packaged together, and I hope in an engaging way, it was really entertaining for the reader. And, you know, I've been really pleased that the book has hit so many bestseller lists. And the American public, I think, is ready to step up its concern and activism for animals.
That's right, Wayne. And I think you said it perfectly, as you always do. You're so articulate. You speak so beautifully. I think people are ready. I think on a mass consciousness level, people are ready to open their lives and their psyches to these animals and perhaps begin making choices that also support this thinking, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we have the power as individuals to make choices that will have important ramifications for animals. I mean, this is not some far-off issue where, you know, we may be interested in what's happening with democracy movements in Northern Africa or the Middle East, but there's not much we can do about it. We can do something about animal use and abuse because it's caught up in our daily lives. It's caught up in our economy. And the little choices that we make, the choices that don't diminish our lifestyle in any way if we choose the animal-friendly path, are life and death circumstances for animals. And I think when we make those choices and when we do right by our fellow creatures, it enhances our humanity. It gives us a feeling of alertness and life. And it's just the right thing for us to do.
Right. It gives you me a feeling also of being more in the flow, being more in the flow of my purpose in life, of being integrated into the world. As we walk through the world, we want to feel a real part of it, not that we're, you know, being antagonistic against it, right?
You know, I think that there's really something to what you're saying, Megan, that, you know, we are not just these independent actors in this world. We're called to be good to others. You know, our religious institutions, our faith calls us, even our political and secular institutions and traditions call upon us. And I think that just to live your life in a selfish way and in a self-centered way is not how we're called. And I don't think we can suspend, you know, our good instincts when it comes to other-centeredness and decency, when it comes to our dealing with animals. You know, they are a test of who we are because we can do whatever we want to them. And how we handle that really is a reflection of our core character.
I love that. They are a test to who we are. That is so well said, Wayne. And it absolutely is. I have many rescue animals, and all of them had been abused or come from terrible situations. And it was my honor to take care of them, my honor to help rehabilitate them. But even that is sort of a test, right? Every interaction with them is a test in a way.
It is, you know, and obviously there are some like you and Kim who, you know, work so hard and who are so giving. Not everyone's going to be able to reach, you know, that high a standard. But I think if everyone does something, if we're all moving in the right direction, there should be no litmus test, there should be no orthodoxy. But I do think that we've got to be conscious and alert. And it's just one of these issues that we've got to factor. We can't exhibit kind of a selective ethical approach to the world. You know, if we're going to be just and we're going to be fair and we're going to be merciful, we can't just apply those principles to our dealings with people. As important as that human-to-human interaction is, we also need to deal with it when it comes to our dealings with animals.
Right. And you just made a very wonderful point as well, that everyone has different attributes. Everyone has different talents or gifts, so to speak. And whatever you can do, even if it's just adopting one little kitty cat, something like that, or maybe not eating meat just one day a week, just a little tiny thing, whatever you're up for is a good thing, right? That's a fantastic thing.
It is. It is. And, you know, none of us, you know, kind of are in a full sprint at the beginning. You know, we crawl, and then we walk, and then we jog, and then maybe we get in full stride, and then we sprint. You know, you're sprinting because you're so alert, and you're so aware to what's going on, and you're trying to do everything because you feel such an obligation. There's no self-interest. There's no profit. It's just, you know, a duty that you feel you have, and you want to rise to the occasion. Others, you know, may not quite be where you are, but if they can take these little actions, you know, not wearing a fur coat, as you say, giving up meat one day a week, getting a dog from a shelter or a rescue group rather than a pet store or an internet site. I mean, these are little things we can do that have enormous implications for animals. And I think that, you know, so many of us in this world, this big world, this fast-paced world, feel powerless. Well, here's a way that you can feel your power every single day. You can make life choices for these other creatures. You know, what other people do matters, but what we do as individuals can save lives. And, you know, I just see it every day in my work, and I'm so pleased. And I know that dog in the background is
that's smiling, saying hi to somebody. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. Wayne, this is wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley Dog. I'm Super Smiley. Let's rock.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PETMEDS. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PETMEDS, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/Lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
Whether they're big, small, hairy, or whatever, you're going to need gear for your feet. And Kids Foot Locker's got all the great shoes and gear that'll get you in the game.
Go to KidsFootLocker.com and enter the code AFPLR1KF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more. Or enter the code AFPLR2KF to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at KidsFootLocker.com.
And cover those funky feet.
Celebrate your special occasion and give her this classic semi-eternity band created with 1-carat brilliant diamonds, channel set in 14-carat white gold. Exclusively yours from ICE.com. Free shipping over $150, free returns, and 30-day money-back guarantee.
Go to ICE.com and use promo code ACTFP and get 20% off your purchase. Or use promo code ADTFP and get 20% off at Diamond.com. ICE.com or Diamond.com. Get 20% off from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, we're back on a super smiley adventure with Wayne Pacelli, the CEO and president of the Humane Society of the United States. And that super smiley in the background, here's my big sidekick. Wayne, tell us some things that we can do to help animals, whatever it is, the things you mentioned in your book. I know at the end you list numerous things that we can do. What can we do?
In my book, The Bond, I do list 50 ways to help animals. And obviously, I don't want to regale your listeners with that many ways. I do hope that they can look at the book and really follow this set of recommendations on how to live a more humane, alert life. Obviously, you know, just a couple of highlights. I mean, thinking about conscious eating. You know, every time we sit down to a meal, we're making a moral decision because animals are caught up in our food supply and our food chain. And, you know, eating lower on the food chain or buying products that don't come from factory farms are some of the most important things we can do for animals, because 10 billion animals are caught up in the American food production system every year. There are other things, as I mentioned, you know, thinking about your clothing choices. I mean, there's just no reason to wear a fur in this day and age when you can get a cloth coat or a synthetic coat. It's just an act of selfishness, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I hate to put it in such bold terms, but that's all it is, because we have options. We have alternatives in this day and age. And I do think that getting involved with the group, whichever group inspires you, of course, my tribe is the Humane Society of the United States, my little platoon. And I think that HSUS is so important because it does respond to animals in crisis, but it also looks at preventing cruelty and working on policy work, public policy, corporate policy, raising awareness in society. It really is an agent of change to really modify the way our society is treating animals. And it's through the collective actions of millions of people of conscience as members of the organization that we can exert this enormous impact. So I really do recommend that people get involved, joining HSUS, going to our website at humanesociety.org, or join whatever organization really excites you so you can, you know, work with others to achieve even bigger impacts in the world.
I love that. I remember the first time I went to the Genesis Awards. The Genesis Awards is the beautiful awards ceremony presented by the Humane Society of the United States that honors the media. I know Oprah has won several times. Ellen DeGeneres has been honored there for their advocacy for animals and the stories that they have done. And before I went to the Genesis Awards, I felt very alone and actually very disheartened and sometimes extremely depressed about the situation with animals. But when I went in that room, I saw an army of people celebrating animals and warriors for these animals. And I was not alone anymore. And after that, literally, Wayne, my life turned. I had a grounded place to be. I had people to communicate with. I had outlets. And it's so true. The HSUS is amazing. But if people just want to volunteer at their local shelters or see if they're at their pet therapy groups, if they have a dog and it's a gentle dog, they can take it to become a therapy dog and do reading programs in the schools with children. There's so many things, right?
Yes, really there are. I mean, there's so many organizations. There's so many opportunities. Today with the internet, we can plug into so many of these activities. One of the things that I say to people is go to humanestudy.org and just sign up, put your email address in, and get our online alerts. It'll keep you plugged into the big issues of the day. It'll give you opportunities to participate in this collective work to help animals. And really, there's just so many opportunities if you just have a little bit of interest and go out and do something different by getting involved. I just think it's going to be so exhilarating. So many people I know who've joined our enterprise of trying to make a humane society, they just feel so much better about themselves when they do something about problems in the world.
Right. And it's also the Humane Society confronts cruelty, but they also celebrate animals. So there are many things that can be done. If you don't have the personality or the temperament that can take confronting the cruelty, there are many things that you can do to elevate the animals within our society. Like I mentioned, the therapy dogs, that type of thing.
I agree. Celebrating the place that animals have in our lives is really important. It's just it's part of the joy of life. It's part of the richness of life. Animals are as our pets or animals in the wild. I mean, they really make the world this kaleidoscope of creatures and life forms. And, I think the world would be so much poorer for us if we didn't have these opportunities to experience animals. But again, it comes with responsibilities. And, I think that all of us, just by being more mindful, can have such a big impact. And I think that that's one of the things I really ask our members and supporters to do every day. Think about the impact that you can have.
That's right. And great responsibility does come with this. Yes, they give us unconditional love, and we are, in turn, we have the responsibility for caretaking that.
No question about it.
Yes. And Wayne, you told some amazing, speaking of the kaleidoscope of animals, in your book you mentioned some swimmers who were in the ocean and dolphins rushed up to them. It's just one of the many, many, many stories you tell. Could you share that with our listeners?
Well, sure. You know, in the book, I have a chapter on animal intelligence, and I talk about some of these past actions that we engaged in to kind of deny the intelligence and qualities of animals. And, one of the ways that I really stitch that narrative together is by focusing on some of the stories, some of the heroic acts that animals engage in. I mean, we hear about it all the time. Dogs waking us up during a crisis time if there's a fire, dogs alerting parents to a seizure or other medical condition of a child. I recounted stories of dolphins encircling and protecting and shielding swimmers from sharks. I talked about so many different animals who show not only a capacity for thought, but a capacity for problem solving and a capacity for moral action. I mean, we are the ones who say, oh, well, we're the only ones capable of morality. And actually the animals can exhibit that behavior too. But the fact that, we say that we exhibit this moral capability, we've got to put it to work. It's not just something on a shelf that you have, but you don't use. You've got to apply these capabilities and characteristics in the real world. Otherwise, it really undermines the claim that's being made about human exceptionalism.
That's right. That reminds me of the word integrity. And to me, integrity means it all integrates together. If you say something, if you choose to caretake your dog and your cat, there are other animals out there that also need the stewardship and caretaking. It needs to integrate together, right?
It certainly does. It certainly does. We more and more have the information to make the right choices. And if we don't make those right choices, you know, it's really falling short of who we are as individuals. We are a remarkable species. We have so many gifts from God, and we should use these gifts and use them for the good.
That's right. And on HSUS.org, you also have a blog. I love Wayne's blog. He tells what he's doing, where he is. Right? Tell us a little bit about your blog, Wayne.
Well, it's called A Humane Nation, and I write it each weekday. And I try to keep people who are really engaged with the cause up to speed on many of the big issues of the day. You know, I wrote about this week my appearance on the Today Show, where we talked about the bond, but also we spoke about our work to end dogfighting in urban communities. And yesterday I wrote about our work to combat cockfighting and our undercover investigations that were featured on an ESPN special on our undercover work to expose cockfighting in Texas. Each day, you know, I write about issues. Sometimes it's animal heroism. Sometimes it's the heroic actions of a person who did something to kind of go beyond the norm to save animals and to exhibit our true humanity. So if you go to humanesociety.org and then go to the bottom of the page, you can check out my blog. You can get a daily feed of the blog. It can end up in your inbox each day when it's published. And it's a great way, if you really want to help, to keep informed and to stay attuned to all of the issues.
That's right, because the more informed you are, then the more choices you have to take action yourself and see what fits for you to celebrate these wonderful animals and also to help defend them when you can, right?
Indeed, indeed. Celebrating animals, confronting cruelty.
Yay!
The mission of the Humane Society of the United States.
It's an amazing mission. And Wayne, thank you. Thank you so much for being on a Super Smiley Adventure with us. Again, Wayne Pacelli at HSUS.org. He has his blog there, and we just appreciate you so much.
Megan, I appreciate you so much, and thank you for caring for creatures and spreading the word about animals, and you're a light, a bright light on this planet.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. And Smiley, speaking of a bright light, Smiley has started his Super Smiley Anniversary Tour. I've told you about this, Wayne. It's a celebration of animals. What we're doing is we're touring around the United States doing flash mob dances for pet adoption. His anthem is, "The coolest thing you can do is get a throwaway dog. Let's rock, it's true." And the people shout it. And we had our first stop in North Carolina just last weekend. We were on the number one rated morning show there. And now we're back in LA, going to do it this weekend. And so we are just so excited, shining that light that Smiley's holding the flashlight. There's no doubt, though, he's the one holding the flashlight.
Well, tell Smiley thank you. And I wish the two of you great luck and Godspeed in all of your work.
Thank you, and same to you, Wayne. This is Wayne Pacelli, HSUS.org, and to visit Smiley's site, it's www.smileythedog.com. Until next time, thank you all for joining us on Pet Life Radio. Woof and super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.